listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, America and the world. I am not Tom Hartman, obviously. He has not had a sex change just off for the day. I'm a good friend and a fellow liberal progressive talk show host, Leslie Marshall. If you've never heard of me, I hope you'll keep tuning in and joining us. I have my own national talk show. I appear on television on a little network called Fox News Channel. Yes, I am a liberal. You'll have to work that out among yourselves later. And I also have a blog column every Wednesday for U.S. News and World Report. More than a pleasure to be here. And also, I am stoked because you can see me as well as hear me, which might be frightening without the professional hair and makeup job and the special lights that make me look, you know, better and younger and all of that. But in this hour, it is radio, right? So here it is. You got me in the raw, as naked as I can be. In this hour, I'm very pleased to have joining us a guest we're going to bring on in just a second. And I have to tell you, when I saw this, I thought, really? 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 Now, I want to be honest with you so that you can understand where I come from. My mom was Catholic and then became a born-again Christian when I was 16. That was fun. My dad was Jewish. He's dead, so I guess was is applicable. And I married a man who was raised in a Muslim family, so my children definitely have no problem if they want to apply to the UN. I've had different journeys, but I am a former Christian, but I've read that Bible, Old and New Testament, front to back, cover to cover, two times through, and I say that because I think it's relevant to the issue today and our guest. The Kentucky Baptist Convention wants to point people to Christ by giving away guns. You know, during the tsunami, they give them sandwiches and Red Sox caps and Levi's and a Bible and say, love Jesus. But guns? This is a Second Amendment celebration. It's being hosted across the entire state of Kentucky, not just at the Baptist Convention. So that you know where I stand right off the bat. Don't own a gun. Grew up in Boston. Like to shoot animals with a camera. And I don't want to take away anyone's constitutional rights, but I'm not a gun gal. Somebody I think who is a gun guy joining us on the program tonight and today, more I'm used to saying tonight I have a night show, is Neil McCabe. Neil, thank you for being with us tonight. Neil is a conservative commentator, so we're definitely opposite, not just in gender, and also editor of Guns and Patriots newsletter. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Show with me, his fill-in for the day, Leslie Marshall. How are you today?
Hey, great to be with you. I grew up in a small town called Franklin, Mass., which is about an hour outside of Boston.
The zoo. Isn't the zoo in Franklin?
No, that's Franklin Park Zoo in Boston. I also wrote for Boston's alternative newspaper for 8 years, the Pilot, which is the paper of the Boston Archdiocese.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so I guess you're sort of like a homeboy, so I can't, like, dislike you for our difference of opinion right off the bat, right?
Well, I do know that in Massachusetts, you know, the gun culture really went away when they stopped mustering militias in the 1830s. So it doesn't it really doesn't have the same pull for people in the rest of the country. So I understand where you may be coming from.
Well, you mean in the 1830s when they actually had and were using guns in their Second Amendment right for a well-regulated militia. But we will get to that. So let's talk about this Kentucky Baptist thing. I'm very confused as a former Christian because people that are Christians supposedly are followers of Christ. And Christ, everywhere I read, is a pacifist. Don't faint. I think Christ would have been a Democrat and quite liberal if he were alive today.
I don't think Christ would stand by and not defend someone who is in danger.
Really? Well, let's see what Christ would say about that, Neil. Thank you for the volley in tennis here. Matthew 26, 52, 54. And no, I'm not going to turn into Pat Robertson, the 700 Club, so, you know, chill. Then Jesus said to him, put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so? Matthew 5, 38, 39. You have heard that it was said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, more like Gandhi was doing, turn to him the other also. And lastly, one more biblical reference, Romans 12:19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And I got to tell you, you know, I have a hell of a temper, so sometimes vengeance is mine, I will repay, says Leslie Marshall, but it's not in there. And I don't see anything that would be pro-gun necessarily in the Bible. And I have a problem with the church doing it because we have a practice of separation of church and state in this country.
Well, hold on. First of all, obviously a word search of the Bible is not going to come up with gun.
No, weapons. Weapons. They do talk about knives and swords and rocks.
As a raised and practicing Catholic, as you know from your own background, I have no idea what verses are what. I just listen to what the priest tells me, and I do what I'm told. And so I couldn't find any of those stories if you put a gun to my head. But I will tell you this. What you're suggesting then is that people just lay down and be attacked and just accept
I know that you're going to tell me that there are documented cases where armed gunmen have come into churches and an armed parishioner put the gunman down. But that is not the majority of cases. We don't read every Sunday that people in church are being shot at.
So what should we do then, Leslie? We should just – so because it happened twice, that those are the only time it's ever going to happen? So we should relax?
Twice? There were 365 days in a year, more than 300 million people in this country, and God knows how many religious institutions.
Well, there are people every day. There are people every day who stop crimes and protect themselves with guns. But let's just say it only happened twice.
Well, you know the stats, though, even by the NRA. The majority of people who have guns in their home are not protected by those guns. It's quite the opposite, quite the contrary.
I don't know about those statistics because I would suggest to you that there are many incidents that go unreported and wouldn't show up in your books. But what I would tell you is that
that's convenient.
The choice of protecting myself and my family, I would prefer to have a gun. I mean, that's very simple.
Well, but listen, the Second Amendment, you know, I think is very clear, and I think that we pervert it, quite frankly. I'm trying to understand how a church is a militia and how its parishioners need to be regulated and a part of that militia, especially when we have the practice of practice now, not a constitutional amendment, not a law, but the practice of separation of church and state in this country.
Well, I think that two things. One, of course, in the parlance of the 18th century, full-time sort of active troops were called regulars. And so when you wanted a well-regulated militia, you wanted a militia that would fight on par with those regulars or full-time soldiers, such as the Redcoats. So it wasn't necessarily regulation the way, say, the EPA regulates coal or something like that. Your definition of the word is about 200 years out of date.
But it's not about it's not even about definition. My understanding of what a place of worship should be is a place of worship. To hear, like you said, the priest tell you what to do, tell you what you did right and wrong in your situation. Tell me this. Where is, to me, it's great hypocrisy. If you are going into a church as a Christian and you say that you trust God, but you got a pack, you know, some kind of a weapon with you just in case somebody comes from the outside, to me, that's paranoia. To me, somebody actually should seek medical treatment and perhaps be put on some kind of medication for paranoid delusions.
Well, I don't know. I don't really understand that string of thought. But if you could, you know, live in this world, not the next, excuse me, people need guns to protect themselves. Now, not everybody wants to kill.
No, they do not. People have a choice to use a gun to protect themselves. There are numerous ways to protect themselves.
We do know there have been shootings in churches, and we do know there have been shootings in.
But you know what? There have been more shootings in schools than churches. So should our children take guns to school? I have a 5- and 6-year-old. Should my kids be packing?
Well, I'm not convinced that the children should be packing, but certainly if there was an armed guard at Newtown, that incident would have been over before the police arrived, which was 15 minutes after everyone was dead.
You know, it's just amazing. You know, Canada doesn't have these problems, and, you know, we're connected land-wise with a border. Other countries, Great Britain, France, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, they don't have these problems. They don't have the guns. Thank you for joining us, Neil McCabe. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Oops, sorry. Hi, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's take some of our free speech TV calls. You guys can see me. Hello. Let's start it out here with John on Free Speech TV on the Dish satellite. Hey, how you doing, John? John is in St. Louis, fine. Missouri. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. My thing is that basically a couple years ago in the last election, we had a Roman Catholic bishop, Daniel Janke of Peoria, Illinois, ordered all the priests in his diocese to read a statement that the people should always vote pro-choice, and that people that are not pro-choice are they're not Christians, but the devil. That was kind of odd that the Catholic Church up there in Peoria took that view. And then we had a Texas pastor down who put a big sign on the side of his building, vote for the Mormon, not the Muslim. Then we had a televangelist, Billy Graham, after a meeting with Mitt Romney, pledged to do all I could do for you to become president. His thing was that everyone should vote Republican. When you have churches and organizations that are tax exempt being political, then shouldn't they then lose the revoke non-tax status and be taxed because they're a political organization then? And should not all their finances and stuff be made clear and to the public to know where all their money is going and how it's being used, because they are a political organization and they're not a religious organization?
Well, John, it's very interesting you say that, because in a sense, the religious organizations and the preachers or priests, or imams, whatever, in the pulpit, for whatever, rabbis, they basically are breaking two laws. One, their law within, their church, because the Bible clearly states give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And two, I would say, at least with the exemption, the tax exemption, the law of the land when it applies to that. It's interesting. It's almost like you crawled inside my head, because I have thought of this in the past and on occasion. And I got to tell you, in 1992, I'm a liberal, half Jewish, feminist Yankee girl from Boston, Mass. And I worked in Houston, Texas. Anybody listening to this show in Texas, you guys are great. And Houston was lovely to me. However, there were some people very uncomfortable with who I was and where I came from. And at the time, I was a practicing Christian. And I went to one of these big Baptist church, like 5,000 people in it, Second Baptist. Seriously, you could drive down the street and there'd be First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, Fourth. Anyway, I went to Second Baptist. And it was when Bill Clinton was running against Bush. Okay, so this 92. And I'm sitting there, and they started to talk about Democrats and how the Democrats were the Antichrist, and that Kennedy, in a sense, deserved to be shot and die. And I'm from Massachusetts. I was like, oh! And that Bill Clinton was definitely the Antichrist, and that the Democrats have 666 on their heads. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is really creepy. I'm getting the hell out of here. And, yes, in church, said that to myself. I ran out, and then I have these brochures, which make me as a liberal look like I just go through the streets killing people on a daily basis. That to me is disgusting. That is perverting not only the word of God, it is shirking the responsibility that you are put in the pulpit to do and to provide for your parishioners. John, thank you for your call, and thank you for watching Tom's show with me sitting in for him on Free Speech TV on the Dish Network there in St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to be coming back into the show, right? In just a moment. Is that what we're doing, guys? And I hope you'll stay with us. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman here. Hey, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter. Hey there, how are you? I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. Sitting in for Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman Program. You want to join us, pick up the phone and do so, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. Here's the deal. We were just talking with editor of Guns and Patriots Newsletter and a conservative commentator, Neil McCabe. Now we're going to talk to you. So if you're listening to me, give me a buzz. You're watching me, give me a buzz. Either way, I want to hear from you. And we're talking about something that a lot of people constantly argue about in this country, even still today. I mean, since our nation's inception, the idea of separation of church and state, the idea of guns, the idea of the Second Amendment, and the idea of the different definitions that I think that we have and interpretations that we have. The Kentucky Baptist Convention wants to point people to Christ by giving away guns at Second Amendment celebrations hosted across the street. state, excuse me, across the street. Yeah, I'm in California. I doubt that's going to happen. But I have to tell you, this makes my skin crawl. It really does. It makes my skin crawl that we would have people alleging to point people to Christ, whose message, whether you believe in him or not, he is a historical figure. That's been proven. I've been to and lived in Israel. They will show you that he was born and died. They were great record keepers, the Romans. And the bottom line here, folks, is to me, this is offensive. You know, this is offensive. Hey, come get a Bible. We'll talk to you about Jesus and we'll give you a gun as a door prize. And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm not joking around here. They are offering handguns, shotguns, or long guns as door prizes. By the way, is there a background check on any of those? Doubtful. Pick up the phone, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. All right, let's go to our calls, and let's go next to somebody who may not agree with me. What the heck, right? Let's go to David in Chicago, listening on WCPT. Hi, David. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hello, Lee. You've been talking about a lot of issues. I kind of want to isolate the Second Amendment thing because I'm going to take issue with your interpretation of the meaning of the Second Amendment, mostly because when you had that guy on a moment ago, I kind of jumped in the middle of it. He started talking about definitions and about syntax, and that's exactly what it's about. You can't discount the fact that well-regulated has a completely different meaning now than it did when the Constitution was drafted, as well as the actual grammatical structure of the Second Amendment.
Well, David, let me ask you something. If that's the case, then how come the Constitution hasn't been amended to specify that?
I mean, the amendment process is extremely difficult, and the Supreme Court, at least, has agreed with our interpretation, and our being the opposite of yours, that the Second Amendment is fairly clear that the gun ownership rights are fairly expansive and not meant to be cut short.
Even though you and I don't agree, it's irrelevant with this case. I mean, if you're a gun owner and you like guns, I think you'd agree there's got to be some line in the sand. I mean, when we try and raise money for schools, are we going to have gun sales instead of bake sales? How far does it go? To me, this is offensive, giving away guns as door prizes to point people to Christ, because I think that, quite frankly, Christ would be quite a, you know, what would Jesus do? I don't think he'd be in favor of this.
I mean, and I think, quite frankly, that that's your opinion, and it's none of your business what a private organization does to raise money.
They're a private organization who, as an earlier caller said, is nonprofit and exempt from paying taxes, don't they? And they're also giving out guns with any kind of a background check. You bet your boots that I have a right as a citizen of this country and the First Amendment to not only give my opinion, but to care about who is going to be armed, who is not, and who quite frankly is getting a gun without any kind of a background check. You could have a serial killer pretend to want to find his way to Jesus, and that serial killer would be given a handgun, a shotgun, or a long gun. Is that what you want?
First off, that's an extremely fractionally small percentage of people.
Wait. If we're going to talk extremely fractionally small percentage, David, two shootings in churches is a large percentage, large enough to justify what our guest was saying with regard to needing the need to be armed when you go into a place of worship?
Well, absolutely not. I don't think that that's a justification for it, but neither do I think your offense at the
issue. Well, tell me. Give me a justification for it. Give me a justification. My justification, my opinion is justified by the First Amendment, as is yours. But give me a justification for giving guns away without background checks as door prizes to point to Jesus. I find great hypocrisy. And this is one of the reasons I'm not a Christian, is the hypocrisy in Christianity.
I mean, the justification is the Second Amendment exists and they can do what they want as long as it's legal, which it is. And that's all the justification they need.
And you think that they still are considered nonprofit because they're a religious organization, and you think a religious organization should be able to give away guns as door prizes? You don't think anything's irresponsible about that?
If you want to start morally legislating against nonprofits, that's an extremely dangerous, slippery slope. And if you really want to start saying, I think this is immoral or hypocritical and therefore you should not have nonprofit exemption, then I can go ahead and eliminate an extremely large number of nonprofits that do things that I'd consider immoral or
It's
wrong.
Not even the nonprofit status, although that irks me. It is the a church giving guns as door prizes to anyone without a background check. And as you know, David, the majority of Americans agree with me on that. We appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Oh, I have like, you know, a minute. Can I do one quickly, guys? Do you think I can actually do this real quick, real quick, real quick? Let's go to Gene on Freedom on Free Speech TV in Springfield, Ohio. Gene, very quickly, go ahead, sweetie.
Man, who are you? I've never heard no one like you before. I've never heard of you before. You are the greatest thing on TV. You should have your own program. I tell you, you debated with that Neil McCabe. He's such a pinhead. I don't know why they even have him on there. Maybe it's just to show out.
Well, Gene, I think complimenting me for less than a minute, you did very well, and thank you very much. I am on TV. Check out my website, and you can see where to sign up for my newsletter, LeslieMarshallShow.com. And no, I did not pay him. That's not my husband, my brother, or my friend, I promise. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman Program. Be sure to join us, 866-987-TOM, and follow me on Twitter, at Leslie Marshall. Like my.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-987-THOM.
Okay, coming up, we're going to take more of your calls. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman, 866-987-TOM. Follow me on Twitter, at Leslie Marshall. We're talking. Yeah. Hey there, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman Show. We are talking in this hour. I'm going to get to your calls if you're holding hang tight. You want to join us, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. In case you see me looking up, I'm looking at the clock and the phone number on the wall because they're different than mine on my radio talk show, which is heard nationally 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So I am not on during Tom's time slot. I wouldn't want to compete with him. Let me tell you, he's great. Anyway, the spokesman of this Kentucky Baptist Convention is Chuck McAllister. And he said the strategy, I cannot make this up, I didn't say this, his words, not mine. Ready for this? The strategy is, quote, outreach to rednecks, and 1,000 people are expected to attend the next event. Here's his deal. He said that men who do not have God are not apt to show up if you're giving away a toaster or money even as a door prize. But he said, if you give away guns, they will show up. I maintain, of course they will. You're giving them away free. No background check. They can add them to their current arsenal. Sorry. And then in addition, they don't, I mean, how many of these people are really, you really think, oh, okay, hey, come on in. You just won the door prize. We'll give you a gun later, but let me talk to you about Jesus. Have any of you been through those buy a timeshare presentations just to stay somewhere free, get the free massage, the free golf, the free meal? I have. The majority of people, in my opinion, are not coming to find Christ. They're coming to get the guns. So let's go to your calls, 866-987-TOM's our number, 866-987-8466. And let's start it out with Alan in Chicago. I lived there for 4 years, one of my favorite cities. Alan, thank you for joining us, listening on WCPT. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to pose a question. I was wondering if what would happen if there's a mosque that did the same thing that the church did? You know, give away free guns, show up, you know.
ATF would be there. It'd be, I think it would be shut down, and then the ACLU would go in and represent these people, right? That's an excellent point. I wish I had thought of that. That is an excellent point.
But not only would that happen, but wouldn't they try and point out some kind of conflict of interest or –
They would find a way. Yeah, I don't think that you would see the NRA standing around a mosque singing kumbaya about this type of event, as clearly they and other pro-gun organizations are about this Kentucky Baptist Convention.
Yeah, and I think the picture, the optics would be a lot different, the Baptist Church versus any given mosque in the country, too.
The picture that you have with most articles about this situation are a Bible with a gun on top, which to me is scary and offensive at the same time.
Yeah, actually that is. But literally just the people standing or attending the service. You know, there's a segment of the population that doesn't get scrutinized as a different segment of the population.
You know what? You know what this is too to me, Alan. You know what this is to me. It's just huge hypocrisy as well. If you truly trust God, it doesn't mean you walk in front of a bus. But you know, if you really are that afraid, living in the United States of America, that you feel that you need to be packing to go to church to worship on Sunday, I think you got to move, because I don't have guns, and you know what? I got to tell you, Sean Hannity always says he's going to buy me a gun because he knows I don't have one, and he's fearful somebody's going to come and try and break into my home. I have other things that can protect you. There are alarm systems. There are dogs. There are bats, and I have, you know, bats, baseball bats, and I, you know, knives, and I have a hell of a right hook. But that being said, why do we Americans live in such fear constantly of the inevitable outcome of all of our lives, which is death? Because that's what I think it is. Not to sound like a shrink here, I think people are so damn afraid to die in this country, they've just got to carry guns with them just in case somebody's going to attack them all the time. Really, you know, it's not like the majority of people in America live in any type of extreme high crime rate war zone. The majority of this nation actually has a fairly low crime rate, especially considering our size.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%, but I think it's a couple more themes behind that. One is, you know, white supremacy in general and how it's spread and the fear that's taught along with it. The fear.
And that fear ties into numbers, right? We have in the year 2050, just ahead of us, a no more white majority. And that scares the bejesus, excuse me on that one, out of some of these rednecks, right? And I say rednecks because that's who they're catering to in Kentucky. Their words, not mine.
And not that, but just the history of how this country came about. Came about at the end of a barrel of a gun, genocide of a couple of different groups of people.
Yes.
So put all that together and, yeah, you bind it in the Bible and, you know, get 2014 and what that church is doing.
Alan, very good call. Thank you. Very good point. The point about mosques, very, very good. Let's continue, and let's go next to I'm sorry. I'm putting people on hold. Thank you. I'll get it right, Danielle, and the great crew here on the Tom Hartman Show. Let's go to Anita. Anita's in San Antonio. She's listening on Free Speech TV. Hey, Anita. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Hi, Leslie. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I've only heard of 3 shootings in churches. And all, there was the George Tiller shooting, the Sikh temple, and the Unitarian Church.
Right, and the Sikh temple isn't even a church, and that's why I think Neil had said 2 churches, right? But still, 3 religious organizations, yep.
Right, exactly. But those were all committed by, like, these right-wing nut jobs.
Yep.
Who probably consider themselves very Christian. So I don't know who they're protecting themselves except themselves.
Well, there are people that have guns in situations. I mean, there are so many more school shootings. Columbine, there were armed guards in the school. People forget that when they say to have armed guards in the school. You know, that doesn't always work. We have to do our best to be prepared. And I'm not saying that no one should be armed, but I think it's very dangerous when we're putting guns in so many people's hands. We have a gun problem and we have a violence problem. And the two just, they don't mix. They're a very, very, very bad combination. And we have a problem with that. We have to admit it. Seriously. You know, they say if you walk into AA or NA, you have to stand there and say, I am an alcoholic. The first step is admission. I think America needs to take the step of admission that we have a problem with violence. We do. Visit other countries.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I have a 5 and 6-year-old, right? My son, when he's angry, throws stuff. He slams the door. Probably got some of the slamming of doors for mommy. But when I go to other countries, have you ever been to Japan or have you ever seen Japanese people here? Those kids don't move. I mean, seriously, it's an entirely different culture. We're type A, any of us. We're very aggressive. But at the same time, we're violent. And it's not just what our kids are watching on TV or the video games.
No, I don't think it's the television or the video. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's all about fear. And
that's what Michael Moore says, right?
Yeah.
It's fear-based.
Yeah, look at Canada. I don't know.
Yeah. Canada, by the way, has tons of guns. Most of the people use it for hunting. The crime rate doesn't even compare with how high it is in the United States here compared to our neighbor of the north, great country, Canada. I love my country, but Canada's nice. You want to hear a good joke that I heard in Canada, Anita? I was in Vancouver with my husband. My husband's a physician, so he gets to go on these neat conferences that I, as a talk show host, don't always get to go on. And sometimes they let you bring the wife, and, you know, if he's speaking, they'll pay for me to go. So we're like, you know, cool, we don't have to pay. So we're staying at a lovely hotel, and I wanted to check things out. It was kind of drizzling in Vancouver, as it can, in the Pacific Northwest area. And I got in the cab, and the guy said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "The States." And this was when Bush was president. And he said, "Oh, we love your president there." I said, "George Bush, you're kidding me. Most of you Canadians are socialist and more liberal-minded." And he said, "Oh, yes, he makes us feel so damn smart." And I thought he was really cute. I gave him an extra tip.
Right.
All right, Anita, thank you for the call. Appreciate that there in San Antonio. Let's continue, and let's go to another great city and a great state. Let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota with Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Listening on AM 950.
Great. I'm just calling because I have kind of a different point of view than a lot of other people have had. I've done a lot of nutritional studying and studying up on antidepressants and that sort of thing. You don't hear a lot of talk about violence being from people on antidepressants. Although there are articles out there about people who have done these school shootings, but they have been on antidepressants or Ritalin or something like that. And I don't think very many people are talking about that. I also wanted to bring up...
Well, you know, Mary, I hate to disagree with you because it's probably the first time you've ever called me, but I hear your point, but I disagree to a point because I think that comes under the umbrella of mental illness. And there are a lot of people, especially NRA and pro-gun advocates, are trying to pawn everything off on mental illness. But I think that we realize... I believe and agree with what the president has said. Organizations like, you know, the Brady Campaign against gun violence, this is a multifaceted problem, and therefore it needs a multifaceted fix. And that means we have to address mental illness. We have to address the number of guns on the streets. We have to address who's getting the guns and how we are screening those people out, and I think most people realize that, and that's why the majority of Americans, you know, support universal background checks, including the NRA and NRA members.
I totally support...
Not the NRA, but NRA members.
I totally support background checks, but what I'm saying is the discussion doesn't ever seem to be around. When they say mental illness, I think they're going to send them to somebody. They're going to put them on an antidepressant, and then
your fear is over medication. That I agree with you 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. My husband's a physician, and he would agree with you as well. You want to hear something? I live in California in the Los Angeles area. That's where I'm broadcasting from now, and we have the highest autism rate in the United States. And I asked my kid's pediatrician why, and she said because we have the highest numbers of child psychologists. Think about that. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. We will be back to you. Don't go away. You want to join us, 888-866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hi, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Leslie Marshall and like my fan page, Facebook.com/The Leslie Marshall Show. Hi, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's take more of our free speech TV calls. I look forward to it. I hope you do as well. Let's go to Diane next in Princeton, Minnesota, another Minnesota call. Hi, Diane. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Enjoying your show very much.
Oh, well, thank you. It's Tom's show, but thank you for enjoying my sitting in for him.
Yes. Well, yeah, I listen to Tom, so, but anyway. I have a little bit different take. The Second Amendment says that you get to have guns so that you can have a well-regulated militia. To me, that means you should be going, everybody with a gun should be going to training, I don't know, maybe 6 weekends a year, and the government should have a list of everybody and their guns so that they know who to call up when we need the militia to defend the country.
Sort of like the National Guard, an extension of the National Guard.
Well, you know, yeah, but I mean, but everybody leans on the Second Amendment. So well-regulated means that you're trained, and they know who you are, what kind of weapon you have.
Not a bad idea. You know, speaking to your point, I grew up, I mentioned, in Boston, Massachusetts, a suburb just outside. And every year we had certain field trips. Salem, Mass. For the witch trial information. But one of which was we always go to Lexington and Concord for the reenactment of the Minutemen battle, right? And if you've never been or you have been, check it out. It's very, very interesting for all ages. But one of the things I do remember from my history class and from what I saw as the reenactment is the people that were fighting the Redcoats, the British, they didn't just have guns and they didn't just use their guns. They used the bayonet on the top of the gun. They used guns that were not loaded. And, you know, if they didn't have the gunpowder, right, or they didn't have the proper, you know, musket, I guess. Forgive me, I'm not a gun term chick. And in addition to that, men, women, and children fought in that battle. We always think of men, you know, and that was the well-regulated militia that I believe our founding forefathers were referring to with regard to the guns. And obviously a very different time. We certainly don't have any nation we're trying to break away from. Obviously, we do need to protect ourselves. But, you know, the hand-to-hand combat days are pretty much behind us. We're in a time of cyber war, economical war. Power struggles politically, as we see currently, in different, situations that, you know, we've been involved with, overseas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you want to go with the Second Amendment, then you need to go with the whole thing. And everybody should be trained. The government should know who you are, what kind of gun you have, so that they can call you up if needed. And also, I think that the training, they would be able to weed out, because if you have a mental disorder, you can't be well trained.
Okay. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate that. Duke in Hot Springs, can you do it quick, buddy? I got a minute.
Hi, this is Duke. Yes. I need more in a minute, but I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran who suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm sorry, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I only wish that people would learn to do the research about us disabled veterans, because we're the ones who are trained to use guns, and we're the ones who buy a lot of guns. But there's background checks are not strong enough to actually check a mentally ill disabled.
That's very, very true, Jude. Very true. I hate to have to cut you off. I have a time crunch here. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around. More to come and more of your calls at 866-987-TOM. Hey there. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Welcome or welcome back. We're going to get to the calls. We're talking guns and religion, or guns and Jesus. What would Jesus do? I don't know why I always do that as a Bostonian when I talk like Kentucky or the Bible. I got to do that Southern accent pretty poorly, I might add. Don't judge me by that. Let's go back to the calls. A lot of you patient and holding, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. Try and give you your time. Let's go to Donald in Oak Brook, Illinois, listening on WCPT. Hey, Donald. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, Leslie. Well, I keep hearing the same old arguments for that when it comes to these guns. This last woman is talking about the well-armed militia. Well, you know, we got the United States Army, we got the National Guard, and I'm a veteran, too. This business about the guns, you know, every gun owner that I've ever known, the reason why they bought a gun is not so much to really go for protection. They can't wait to use them. That's the problem. And then you've got these people, too, that they're buying their five-year-olds guns, my first gun, and they're giving them to their kids. And then when they shoot end up shooting their brother or sister, then all of a sudden, you know, they're crying about it. You know what they should be afraid of? They should be afraid about getting cancer. And maybe what they should do, instead of investing on a...
That's a very good point. Heart disease and cancer kill more people than guns in this country.
You're damn right. And I'll tell you the truth. Instead of buying that .44 Magnum, they better get themselves a darn good insurance company.
You know, speaking of guns and kids, Donald, did you see the picture on Facebook of that six-month-old little girl with the rifle or the shotgun in her lap? Did you see that just a few days ago?
Yes, I did. And that's what I was referring to.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting, huh?
Oh, it is very.
I got so much grief. I'm serious. On Twitter, Facebook, emails. I'm surprised they didn't give me death threats when I was debating on Fox, because I'm a liberal debating a conservative, over how I thought that was absolutely disgusting. And I say that not just to somebody who's a liberal and, you know, I'm not a gun person, but I'm a parent and I'm a human being. You know, I it's absolutely disgusting to me. Hey, here's my little girl. Look at her holding a weapon.
Yeah.
The message.
Well, look, there's one thing I want to say, too, with these new gun laws that stand your ground. Eventually, what it's going to end up leading into is two guys have an argument, well, hell, they can go into a park and have a duel. They could start, well, they're both standing their ground. They could shoot each other. Well, you know, some, if that starts taking place, I hope they all kill each other off. Maybe we'll be done and get rid of all these gun lovers.
Years ago in the early 90s, I lived in Buffalo, New York, and I'll never forget this story. There was a tiny fender bender in the parking lot of the mall, and one guy had a concealed weapons permit and had a concealed weapon. The other man was an American. He was Hispanic, and I think he was from Guatemala or something, Puerto Rico. I can't remember, you know, one of the Latin nations, not Mexico. And his wife was pregnant, as in 8 months pregnant. He got out of the car to exchange insurance information. The guy starts screaming at him. The other guy, you know, flipped out. He shot the man dead. Ready for this? People don't realize the bullet does more than kill that or wound that person. So this man dies. His wife, who did not work, was going to be a stay-at-home mom, now has lost her financial provider. She lost the baby in the 8th month. She also went temporarily cuckoo and tried to kill herself. I do believe she did not succeed. And then the guy who shot him had like 4 kids. And the wife lost the house. And the marriage ended while he was in prison. And the kids were terrorized, unfortunately, by neighbors and kids at school. There's nothing good that comes out of this. And that is a problem, like you said, Donald. They buy them to use them, and guns were made not to look pretty on a shelf. Guns were made to destroy, whether it's a target, an animal, or a human being.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thank you, Donald. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Lee, listening on the Progressive Voices Network, driving through Utah. Beautiful drive, actually, right, with all the red rocks and the canyons. Hi, Lee. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
The phone signals are not that great out here.
That's why I thought I'd get to you quick.
Thank you. Quick question for the conservatives calling in, saying the Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment and all that. Does they agree that the Supreme Court is 100% accurate and stuff, and they don't disagree with it at all? Can we get them to stop with the abortion issues?
Oh, I was reading your mind. I was thinking, then why do they keep trying to overturn Roe v. Wade since 73? Yeah.
So they're saying the Supreme Court has never been wrong.
Okay, Lee, that's an interesting point. I'm sorry, I think we lost you there. Be careful driving, please. Let's go next to Paul, listening on KCBS in, is it Woodinville, Washington? Paul? Is Paul with us? Did I not do it? I didn't hit him up. There I am. There you are, Paul. I didn't push your button hard enough. Paul in KBCS in, is it Woodinville, Washington?
Yeah, you seem to be pushing a few people's buttons, though.
Yes, I am. That's
well,
my job.
Here's my question is just what in the heck is going down there in Kentucky and all these red states where they're so afraid that they need to have all these. I thought they was all good, upstanding, God-fearing, Bible-thumping Christians.
Family values states, right?
Obviously, they feel that there's a significant percentage of them got their banjo twanged to a different tune. That they feel like they need a gun. Now, it can't be that they're afraid that some pinko commie socialist liberal like me is going to come walking in because I don't have a gun and I don't need one. So it must be one.
And you're far away from Kentucky.
Well, but it must be somebody amongst them. They can't trust each other, I don't think.
Well, quite frankly, let's be honest, all right? They're looking at their budget. And they're like, damn, we got to get more people in here to put money in that basket. Let's give away guns. And, you know, Bubba and his brothers down the street might come to a service and put a few bucks in the hat. That's what I'm saying.
I make a serious statement here. True enough that one caller said that the Supreme Court has said, you know, that abridging state rights in 2010 in McDonald versus Chicago is and that's the final say because of, you know, that the Supreme Court has the final say. And then they tell you about the whole the meaning of the word regulate has changed in the last 225 years.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Years.
And militia. Yeah, they both have.
Right,
it's interesting because we don't even use militia as a word.
but they don't seem to be willing to acknowledge, as these constitutional conservatives, that the Bill of Rights was never intended to apply to the states. And there are many cases in this, or at least they haven't.
Very good point. You're making a lot of good points, Paul. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. We have 2 more hours coming up. I'm sitting here in for Tom Hartman. I'm Leslie Marshall, and I hope you'll join me. I'm going to be switching gears Or not. I don't know. We'll see. Stick around and find out. That's called a cliffhanger. 866-987-TOM. 866-987-8466. Follow me on Twitter at Leslie Marshall and like my fan page, facebook.com/TheLeslieMarshallShow.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the program. The Tom Hartman program is brought to you in part by the following underwriters. Identity Guard. Count on us to help protect what makes you, you. WIX.com. Everyone deserves to have their own website. ITMTrading.com. America's source for rare coins and precious metals. BostonBeer.com. Boston Beer, maker of handcrafted beers. Geico.com. Providers of insurance. IdentityGuard.com, total protection. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze. And EcoWine.com, your source for organic wine since 1980. These underwriters support our show, so please help by supporting the people who make this program possible. You can learn more at TomHartman.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, how you doing, everyone throughout America and the world? I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. If you don't know me and have just tuned in, I am a nationally syndicated talk show host with my own talk show. You can check it out at LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream and all the other ways that you get most of the talk shows out there, at least on the left progressive side, of which I am a liberal Democratic progressive gal. I also am on Fox News Channel. I fight or debate those on the right. I am a columnist every Wednesday for U.S. News World Report and weekly for politics as well. In this hour, last hour, we were talking about guns and Jesus because in Kentucky, they want to give free guns away at the door to lead people to Christ. I cannot make it up. And if you're holding, we'll get to your calls on that as well. But I do want to introduce another topic in this hour that's kind of been bugging me. The number here, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. I was invited to go to CPAC. And I jokingly said, but I'm a liberal. And my conservative friend said, yeah, but there are liberals there. And I said, I really don't understand why I would go, why I would waste my time. I mean, you know, the Koch brothers certainly aren't going to pay me a heck of a lot of money to go speak. And I wouldn't like what I'm hearing. But I want to talk about in this hour about what we are going to be hearing coming out of CPAC. Let me take you back for a sec. I mentioned I was a Fox News contributor, right? Well, I was on a show years back called Neil, Your World with Neil Cavuto. The show's still on. I just don't go on Neil's show very frequently. And he had asked me when the Tea Party first started my opinion of this group, of this movement. And I said I felt they were a one-trick pony and they would be a flash in the pan. Well, of course, there were people that felt I was wrong because they had some successes in elections. But they also had embarrassments. And right now, the biggest embarrassment of all might be how fragmented they are helping the Republican Party to be. Now, as a Democrat, I sit back and I'm like, you know, thank you. Give me popcorn. Let's sell tickets and watch the Republican Party divide and divide further. However, it's not good for the American political process. A lot of things to talk about regarding CPAC, regarding the Tea Party. You probably remember just a couple of months ago that Rand Paul said in Texas, where he grew up, even though he's not a senator from there, he said that, you know, they're dividing. They got to come together on immigration reform and other issues. But it goes further than that, doesn't it? I mean, let's just look at the polls. Statistically, starting about last April, the Tea Party has dropped tremendously in popularity month by month in the United States of America. Their candidates aren't getting the mojo necessarily, or perhaps they are in a few districts in Texas, but we're not seeing that across the board. And what they're doing is they're actually even challenging some of their biggest names and people that have brought a lot of money. We were talking about Kentucky with guns in hour one, Mitch McConnell. Right? You have Tea Party candidates trying to dethrone incumbents who have a fairly strong chance of winning and bringing money home to their state and who are powerful people in the GOP, but they're Republicans. And I say that because I don't feel that I call the Tea Party Tea-publicans. I don't feel that the Tea Party should be a part of the Republican Party. I feel the Tea Party has a tea on its chest, hides it with a shirt that has an R and wears a red cape simply because they want to go to the party. And so they have to be part of a party, one of the two, Democrat or Republican. They don't have the guts to break off. That would be the best thing for the Tea Party, obviously, for many years, the best thing for Democrats, and not good for Republicans. But then again, it might be. The Tea Party befriending Republicans. The Tea Party aligning itself with Republicans. The Tea Party pretending to be Republicans is hurting the Republican Party. And why does it take you and me and all the other liberal progressive Democrats and independents, Green Party and Reform type people out there, and even some libertarians, to say, what the hell are you doing? Ted Cruz at CPAC is still banging the drum of repeal Obamacare. There are many Republicans that have thrown in the towel on that now, and especially with now more, some would say, delays. But a period of time where you have a window now that's longer with regard to the legislation that's going to help a lot of Democrats come the midterm elections in November. So the list of speakers, if you look at the list of speakers at the CPAC conference for 2014 this year, it just backs up what I'm talking about with regard to the fractured movement. And I'm not just talking about the Tea Party movement. I'm talking about the conservative movement. If you look at polls, marijuana, legalization of marijuana, supported by most people. Universal background checks, supported by most Americans, I'll be more specific, supported by most Americans, right? Gay marriage, more and more Americans are comfortable with that. Lifting the ban as we did with regard to Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military, we didn't have a lot of pushback with regard to that. And even the groups that want to overturn Roe v. Wade, they get smaller and smaller, hence states having crazy and asinine laws with regard to clinics and doctors' privileges and how far somebody has to travel. And you have to look at your ultrasound as if a woman, they think somebody just wakes up and goes, oh, I'll have an abortion, please. There's a lot more that goes into it. But some would say that the Tea Party movement is fragmented. I have talked to on my radio show. People that have written to me, emailed me, tweeted me, FB'd me, or that I've met giving speeches, or just people that have come up to me and want to argue with me when they've seen me on Fox or heard me on the radio. And I will ask people that describe themselves as a Tea Party member, I will ask them, what do you believe? What does the Tea Party believe? What are the Tea Party's goals and what are the Tea Party's objectives? And you know what I get? Well, if you ask 10 of them, I get 10 different answers. See, some Tea Party folks are actually civil libertarians, and I don't know why you don't just call yourself that. You've had presidential candidates for years. You are your own party. More constitutionalist. Then there are people in the Tea Party that I consider to be fringe element right-wing wackos. They're the ones that give a lot of that movement a very bad name. Racism. And I know people would say, well, they're not the acts of violence. You know, racism and the big, gun guys, and the crazies, the loonies. I know we have them in every party, but I think more so there. Additionally, then you have the religious right conservatives who feel that the current GOP is too moderate, too left-leaning. But if you look at the elections that we've had, the two most recent elections behind us, if you look at the polls, if you look at the way people are voting and the color of our map, which is turning far less red and more purple and blue, the United States of America, whether you like it or not, you cannot even disagree with me on this because this is fact. The United States of America, the people are more fiscally conservative than ever before and more liberally social, or socially liberal, I guess is a better way to say it, more socially liberal and more fiscally conservative. So what does that mean? That means that socially, we have a hell of a lot more area of agreement than we do disagreement. And the disagreement comes not from a silent minority, but from a very, very loud minority. And I consider that minority to be the Tea Party. But I want to get your take on this as well. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. So here's the deal. You have Sarah Palin at CPAC. You have Ted Cruz at CPAC. These are headliners. CPAC is supposed to be a conservative movement. CPAC isn't supposed to be about the Tea Party. CPAC is supposed to be about conservatives. And last time I checked, Republicans are supposed to be conservatives. John Boehner, he's blackballed from CPAC. He's not even speaking. So when you look at the CPAC conference, which starts today and it runs through Saturday, right outside of D.C., we need to look at what is the conservative movement and what is the conservative movement becoming. And if you say, well, Leslie, why the heck should I care? I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat, I'm a progressive, I'm an independent, I'm a market conservative. Why do I care what they do? You have to care about what they do and where they're headed, because that's key to how Democrats can campaign, how Democrats can position themselves, and how we must be knowledgeable and aware of this for victory in November in the election, keeping the Senate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Keeping the Senate, as I was saying, and gaining the House. Pick up the phone and join me. Is the Tea Party killing the GOP? 888-866-987-TOM. Hi, Leslie Marshall sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's take our free speech TV calls. I will take your calls either on guns and Jesus, as we talked about hour one, or I will take your calls regarding the conservative movement, the Tea Party, and if it's fragmenting the Republican Party so bad that the Democrats are just going to win and be successful in elections starting in November and going forward year after year. I, as a Democrat, would love to see that. Do you think that is just a dream, a hope and a dream for people and Democrats like myself and many of you who are listening and watching this afternoon. So let's get to some free speech TV calls, and let's start it out with Sue on the Dish Network. Thank you for watching in Morgan, Pennsylvania. Hi, Sue. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Leslie. Wow. Yoo-hoo! Female, beautiful, intelligent, informed, balanced, and logical. You are a terrible threat to the brainwashed masses who would rather follow than lead and hide behind religion and the Constitution without being well-read, accurate, or logical. Wow, wow, wow. By the way, UUism, I used to be Catholic, gave it up for Lent, became a UU. It is a church. And violence begets violence, and fear and entitlement mentality goes against everything that we need in this country. We need to follow the peace-loving, non-judgmental movements of Gandhi and Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King. And, you know, if you have to pay people with guns to get attendance at a church, something's wrong. You know, they'll come for gumballs and lollipops and T-shirts and baseball caps, too. So
I'm sure they would come for lap dances. Is that where the church is going to go next? Although, I don't think anybody's going to die.
It could happen, but I'm going to tell you what, your husband's a lucky man, and I hope you're an equally lucky woman. I'm not online, I can't get to you, but wow, am I impressed by you, and you are amazing, and keep up the work. And I agree with you about the Tea Party as well, and I call congressmen and senators and the president's line every week and make comments.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for the compliments, and thank you for doing that. It's easy to sit back and talk. I know I'm a talk show host, but you gotta take action. Let's go to Rod, who is watching on Free Speech TV on the Dish Network in South Bend, Indiana. Hi, Rod. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Hi, Leslie. First time I've ever seen you, and I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
I want to call about the guns and Jesus. I couldn't believe that when you said that. I said, oh, she's just kidding around. But as you got into it, I could see it's the real thing. God, that's like a diabetic convention offering candy grams to all those that attend. That's crazy. When I was a child, my mom and dad wanted me to have a book for my birthday party, not even a cap gun. So that's the way I was raised.
I don't like those cap guns just because the sound scares the you-know-what out of me. All right, thank you, Rod, for your compliment and for your call. I'm about out of time, but you're a sweetie and you rock. Thank you for joining us there from South Bend, Indiana. I'm Leslie Marshall sitting in for Tom Hartman, and I certainly hope you'll continue to join me. We will continue to talk about guns and Jesus, but I would love your take on conservatives, and specifically, why do you think the Republicans are letting the Tea Party take over their party or ruin their party in the process? And should we Democrats just say thank you, Tea Party? Thank you, Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin. Thank you for the free gift. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. We'll be back. Hello. How you doing? Welcome or welcome back. I'm Leslie Marshall sitting in for Tom Hartman. If you're holding, I'm going to get to your calls. We were talking about Kentucky and Jesus, but I also added to the mix, and I certainly hope that you'll join me on this, the divided conservative movement and what the Tea Party is doing to the Republican Party, what the Tea Party is actually doing to our process, and what the Tea Party is going to possibly do, certainly what they're trying to do, in November to Democrats like me and to you. I know many of you listening and watching are, but some of you might be in the Tea Party. If you are in the Tea Party, I would like you to do me a favor. Or even if you're not in the Tea Party, could somebody for me please give me a buzz at 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. Could somebody define what does the Tea Party believe? And tell me, are Tea Party Republicans? What are they? What are they? They're not Republicans. I don't even think Republicans are Republicans anymore, right? You have the Bush Republicans. You have the non-Bush Republicans, the moderate Republicans, the more Chris Christie, which is the moderate Republican. I mean, I hate when I see fragmentation in my own party, the Democrats, but this is almost too painful to watch. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. Let's go to the calls, and we're talking guns, Jesus, the Tea Party, and Republicans, and I think someone out there is getting excited just from those four words being in a sentence together. What do you think? 866-987-TOM, and let's see, to be fair, as far as holding, let's go to Wade on KTNF in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi, Wade. How are you? Good afternoon and welcome.
Wow. Doing wonderful. Leslie, what a great program. Very informative, so thank you so much for taking the call.
Well, thank you.
One of the most frustrating things that get me is that when you talk about guns and God, especially coming from these Souto Republicans, it just incenses me as a left-wing Christian. You know, what they do is they sell fear. Fear is what the voices of the right have sold to their constituents to keep them bound. They tell them that their world's ending, that their box is getting smaller, there's tyranny out here. It's why they believe that Obama's illegitimate, that he's some type of just some nut job in there trying to run our country. And when they sell this fear, this propaganda, what do? The last thing they do is they run to their guns. Who in the world, Leslie, needs semi-automatic guns in this day and age? It doesn't even make sense. The notion that a huge majority of Americans want to have sensible gun rights, registration, and we have to fight to get that, it is nuts. It's nuts. And it's also why, and I'm going on a tangent, but it just frustrates me. It's also why a nation like us can have 30 times the size of any other military in the world, but the moment that Obama wants to just stop spending maybe 1% of our military budget, they lose their mind. It's also why when something like Ukraine happens, the first thing they want to do, no, let's not talk, let's not think the thing out, let's go to what they always do, let's use power, might, let's go to war, let's meet the guns, warfare. It's out of control. And concerning CPAC, it's no more than a place where they go to get red meat thrown out. However, Leslie, I love how you're putting that out there. You do have to look, as Democrats, as independents, as left-thinking, you have to know who you're up against. And these these right-wing, they're right-wingers, but the Tea Party, you better understand them because they're a minority, but a big voice, a huge voice. So, Leslie, thanks so much for all the information and hearing my voice, but it's frustrating. These pseudo-Christians, my Bible tells me if you live by the sword, you'll die by it. Funny how they always want guns, though. Thanks,
Leslie. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Wade. I appreciate that. One of the problems I always had, I said I'm a former Christian, is I wish a lot of Christians would read the bloody book and read about the man that they claim to follow and claim to be their Lord and Savior. But I digress. Let's continue with the calls, and let's see. Very patient and holding is Corky in Rochester, New York, watching us on Free Speech TV. Uh-oh, Corky. I go to Corky, and he hung up. So, Corky, if you're watching, give us a buzz back. I know that you were holding the longest. list, but I did get to you finally. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. Next, I'm trying to take you in the order of which you've called in. Let me see. Let's go next to Kurt, who is calling from KCPT. Hi, Kurt. Thank you for joining us. Good afternoon. There in Chicago, or somewhere in Chicagoland.
Yeah, I'm outside Chicago. I live in Indiana.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm one of those gun-toting crazies.
You are? Oh, I live for these moments. Bring it on. Come on, slap me, baby. Do it. Let's do it.
No, I believe in my Second Amendment right to bear arms.
You own a gun, right? Obviously, at least one.
Oh, yeah.
How many you own?
At present, maybe three.
Three. But you have two hands, so you can only use two of them at the same time, right?
That's correct. They're
okay.
For different purposes.
Okay. So, Kurt, do you go to church on Sunday, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't.
You don't? Have you ever go to a wedding or somebody's baptism, first communion, funeral?
Oh, I've been to church. I just don't go presently.
Yes, okay. Well, I don't blame you either, do I? I'm not judging. So, Kurt, when you go to church, do you find it a comfort to bring one of your three weapons with you, one of your three guns?
I haven't found a need to yet.
How do you feel, being that you're a gun guy who occasionally goes to church, about a church saying to get the non-church-going guys, especially, to church, they're going to give away guns at the door? You think those guys are seeking Jesus or they're seeking weapons?
I doubt that it's just for Jesus.
Now, see, oh, my God, Kurt, we agree with each other. We're not even rolling in the mud like I thought we would be. Kurt, I understand they have a Second Amendment right to do this, but are you comfortable, as a gun guy, with churches in Kentucky giving out guns as door prizes to whoever shows up? I mean, they really don't know anything about this person. They may even – how many people are driving to Kentucky right now from a different state who might have a record, you know, a mile long and there's no background check and you would never know?
If it's a brand new weapon, they don't have any choice but the background check.
But I'm going to bet these aren't brand new weapons. I'm going to bet that. All right, Kurt, thank you for your call, buddy. I appreciate that. Careful driving there. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. If you're holding, hang on, coming to you. You want to join me, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. And like my fan page, facebook.com/TheLeslieMarshallShow. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-987-THOM.
Hey, if you like what you hear me sitting in for Tom, check out my show as well. 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream, Monday through Friday. Hey, we're back. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying all of you and you joining us in this and all 3 hours of the program. If you're holding, hang on, coming right to you. There's an article that was written entitled Tea Party Eats Their Own. Love that, huh? And on Twitter, somebody just tweeted on my Twitter page. You can follow me there, at Leslie Marshall. They basically said, define the Tea Party, dirtbags, scumbags. Okay, we can do better than that, right? Aren't we more of the intellectuals than those on the right, supposedly? But the new GOP primary challengers are looking to serve their Tea Party challengers a scalding hot cup of change. But the only goal that the Tea Party seems to have is to oppose, and that's oppose anything the president puts forth, Democrats put forth, and quite frankly, even Republicans put forth. This can be quite helpful to the Democrats in the future, but how quick and how helpful will it be in November? 866. I keep going 888 because that's my phone number, my talk show, so sorry about that. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. Let's get to the calls. A lot of you very, very patient in holding. And let's go back. Corky's back. He came back. Hi, Corky. Watching us on Free Speech TV. How are you?
Oh, that's it. Yes. Thank you. I got a plan to solve the gun problem issue without violating the Second Amendment.
And what's that?
Every gun that's produced is produced with a registration, not for the government purposes, but for an insurance policy only. In order to take possession of the gun you bought, you must show an active liability policy.
Yeah, but Corky, to get legislation passed with that regard would be tougher than the Affordable Care Act was to pass. Come on. You're talking about insuring guns, which are more important to a lot of people in America than their own bodies.
Why should you have something that can injure me and you don't have to pay for it?
No, it's a very good point. If I'm on vacation and you break into my yard, I live in California, so almost all of us have pools, and you go in my swimming pool and drown, I'm liable. Very good point. And furthermore, I think there will be legislation, which I back, by the way, when these children access their parent or grandparents' guns that are not responsibly kept, which is locked up, away from the ammunition, empty, with the trigger lock on it, so that the children can't get it. When those guns are out and the ammunition is accessible, those parents or grandparents need to be charged with the crime as well.
Exactly. Why should I have to pay for the background check? If you want the gun and you got $1,000 for a gun, you should have a couple more $100 to pay for a background check.
All right, now, Corky. Anything else?
If the insurance company is liable for the damages, they're going to make sure that they insure only those who are capable of handling a firearm.
I hear you. Very good point. All right, Corky, anything else? Anything on the Tea Party? Anything else?
Oh, yeah, the Tea Party. That's all that is that's a panic because we're losing our lily-white country. Our lily-white country is...
It's interesting you say that, okay? Because it's interesting you say that. I have in my little bag of tricks here some backup plan topics that tie into some... one of the topics I was going to talk about today, but I really wasn't sure we could talk about it for a whole hour. And I know a lot of people get angry, and I don't like generalizations all the time, but there is a racist element to some of the Tea Party groups, and that can't be ignored. And I don't know if you saw the article in the American Spectator. Did you see the article in the American Spectator?
No, I missed that one.
Okay. I don't read it, so I don't blame you if you don't. There was an article in the American Spectator in which a conservative columnist complained. Now, hang tight. I'm here in Los Angeles. I'm about 20 to 30 minutes from Hollywood right now. And we just have the Oscars, right? And many of you go to the movies. That's what makes the world go around in the L.A. area, job-wise, for a lot of people who are in the film and entertainment industry. And I have to tell you, there is an article in the American Spectator written by a conservative columnist. This is not some, you know, crazy blog person who complained that the movie 12 Years a Slave, have you ever heard of the movie, Corky?
Yes, I have.
Okay. The movie 12 Years a Slave, that he felt it was bias. Are you ready for this? Because it didn't show any happy slaves. I kid you not. I kid you not. Oh, we're bringing the race card. There is absolutely no truth to the fact that race has anything to do with anything with regard to Barack Obama, our first biracial and African-American president. But we have an actual article by a conservative stating that, you know, he's offended that they didn't portray any happy slaves. You know that, Corky, all the happy slaves we had in the hundreds of years of slavery in our nation?
Didn't the politicians say it? The slaves were better off because they had food and clothing and shelter?
Well, I don't know the exact quote, but I do know a guy on one of those reality shows, Duck Dynasty, was saying something about that with a reference to, you know, pre-Jim Crow era America. You know, before the civil rights and that, you know, black people were happy because as a white guy, nobody came up to him and complained. And I'm like, of course you didn't complain if you were black to a white person. You didn't want to die. You didn't want to be lynched.
They're going to go back to the 3/5 of a person. You watch. They're going
to
start.
All right. Well, I'm watching, Corky. Always good talking to you. And thank you for reminding me that I wanted to mention that. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. We're talking about guns in Kentucky, giving away guns to bring people to Jesus. We're talking about the Tea Party that is ruining the Republican Party, and the Republicans are letting them, and what this does or doesn't do in November for the Democrats, or maybe it'll take longer than that. And is the Tea Party back? Is the Tea Party gaining momentum? Or is the Tea Party dying out? 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. And also, if you read this article, or if you want to comment on it, that somebody had the audacity even to think it, but to actually put it in writing and to be so prejudicial, hateful, mean-spirited, ridiculously ignorant of the facts of history, and to complain that happy slaves were not portrayed in the film 12 Years a Slave. I can't make these things up. I really can't. I mean, it makes my job so much easier, these idiots. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466, taking your calls. And let's continue here. And we go to Arthur in Homewood, Illinois, listening on WCPT. How you doing, Arthur?
Thank you for taking my call, Leslie.
Thank you for joining.
I appreciate your program. I'm a tax-paying Tea Party member. But I'm not an official member.
Okay.
We need jobs. J-O-B-S. That three-letter word, J-O-B-S. We need
a... That's a four-letter word. But Arthur, well, don't... But the majority of Americans agree with you, not just the Tea Party. The number one issue for Americans is jobs, the economy.
Listen, Leslie, I'm living in the most industrial part of the world, East Chicago, Indiana. We had five steel mills going. We had New Departure Bearings. We had Timken Taper Bearings. We had Columbia Tool. We made the best machinery. Every country in the world bought a machinery. Where are they? They're gone. You know why? Because EPA said too much carbon. But this is what I say about carbon. Let's check the volcanoes. I checked them out. Now, where does all this carbon... We've naturally, yes, we have to control it. But we destroyed our industries. Hello?
Yeah, but Arthur, I don't feel, I mean, there's some on the right that'll blame the union. Some people blame certain environmental measures. And the rich CEOs are who are to blame. The rich CEO, quite frankly, NAFTA, which was a very bad idea. Bill Clinton, one of my favorite presidents, worst thing he ever did to me, worse than Monica. And it just, that sucking job that Ross Perot, who I've interviewed in person back in the day in Texas, who was a loony, in my opinion, that he was right about. The bottom line is profit. For the guy or the gal, but mostly guys at the top. That's what it is, Arthur.
But nobody shares anything. The government. See, you make a profit. You've got to pay taxes. You got to pay your help. You got to pay their insurance. That's where the profit. You've got to make a profit to share things with your people. You understand that?
Yes, but Arthur, you know what? Just because you can buy three T-shirts for a dollar doesn't mean they're not going to fall apart in the wash. Americans who are trained are making better products than the people in Bangladesh and in Mexico and in India and, you know, and China, Vietnam. And here's the thing, Arthur, we have power that we're not exercising. We're not wielding our power as consumers. When I was a kid, my grandmother, when I would like something, I like that teacup. I want to buy that. My French grandmother, French Canadian grandmother, Meme, I'd say. And she'd flip it over, Arthur, and she'd look at the back and it said made in China. And you know what she'd say? That's crap. We're not buying that. She'd put it down. And we didn't buy it. I was brought up with that mentality. You know, not that I'm that old, but I was a kid. I remember that song, Look for the Union Label. We do not support American companies. How many people are reading the labels, you know, made where? Where is your product made? If you buy American and you demand that things are made here and produced here, you watch, there'll be a sucking sound with jobs and coming back, factories closing overseas and coming back to America. Arthur, I wish I could talk to you more, sweetie. We take a quick break and we'll be back. I'm Leslie Marshall sitting in for Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman program. 866-987-TOM is the number. That's 866-987-8466. We are talking religion. We are talking guns. We are talking Tea Party. And we're talking a crazy conservative in the American Spectator who said, where were the happy slaves? Why weren't they presented in 12 Years a Slave? That's a really biased film. Yep. I swear. Can't make it up. We'll be back. I guess I could, but I couldn't even think that outlandishly loony. 866-987-TOM, 8466 of those numbers for THOM. I'm Leslie Marshall sitting in for him, and we'll be back to you right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hi, if you like what you hear, I hope you'll check out my show. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Hi, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's take some free speech TV calls, as we love to do. And let's start in Fairview, New Mexico, with Debbie, who is watching us on Free Speech TV. Hey, Debbie, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Turn off the speaker, I guess. Hold on.
Yes, I guess that would be a good idea. You know what, Debbie? Are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
There it is. Okay, I just got over a cold. I hope you can understand me.
Okay, I hope you feel better.
Your program is just making me furious.
Oh, good. I have to elicit some emotion. It might as well be, you know, that rather than nothing.
The gun control is one thing. You know, I believe in guns, but I've always hidden them. I have raised children, but they never knew where my guns were. And
that's a good thing. You were a responsible gun owner. That's all that, you know, most gun control advocates like myself want.
You know, but since my children have been gone, I have been mugged in my own home twice. And one time they almost killed me, and it was because they were looking for one of my guns. And
Debbie, help me with this. If you have guns or a gun or more to protect yourself, then how come the people were able to enter your home, mug or almost mug you? And I'm so sorry you went through that, but I'm trying to understand, if a gun is supposed to be your safety, your savior from crime, then how come those guns didn't work in those scenarios?
That's a good question.
At least you're laughing at it and admit it. You see my point there, Debbie? You see my point? What good's the bloody gun if somebody's going to steal it and use it for bad?
I moved it from where I could get at it because I had a bad feeling about it. You know, it's just one of those gut feelings you get.
Oh, I got those. I'm a woman. I get those. Women's intuition.
Yeah,
it's real.
And I trust my instincts. And so I moved it. But the people that knew where it was, which were very few, you know, didn't know I'd moved it. And so they almost suffocated me in pillows trying to find it. And,
that gun was of no use to you. And if anything, you might be putting yourself in more harm's way, because if you didn't have the guns and the word got out, maybe they would stop breaking in and trying to hurt you. I'm really concerned about you and your safety most.
Yeah, me too. But, a person had just left. I hadn't gotten to the door to lock it yet. It had been about 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, this huge monster runs in, you know, and...
Is Fairview, New Mexico, forgive me, I'm not as familiar with New Mexico, one of the few states I haven't been to, but is Fairview a fairly violent area, crime area?
I suppose any area, you know, can be violent, you know, but there are a lot of people out there right now that are really, really, you know, having trouble with the government and jobs and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, that's another reason why this Republican Party makes me so mad right now. And I'm Republican.
So I'm kind of confused. Yeah. You're mad at me. Your guns didn't help you. You're mad at what I'm saying, but you're mad at the Republican Party. It sounds, Debbie, like we might be more in sync than you think.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, we hope you're safe, and I thank you for calling. Seriously. I think you need to tell your neighbors, you need to tell your family, maybe get one of those life alert things or something. I'm not doing a pitch, I just see the ads on. I always think maybe I should get my mother one of those. Anyway, we're going to take a break, come back to your calls. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman Program. 866-987-TOM is the number. That's 866-987-8466. Hi, we're back. I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. Sitting in for Tom Hartman, my good friend who is off today. No, I haven't taken his job. I do have my own. The Tom Hartman Program is what you're listening to, and I hope you'll join us. Pick up the phone, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. We're talking to guns. We're talking Jesus. We're talking Kentucky. We're talking Tea Party. We're talking 12 Years a Slave. We're talking Happy Slaves. We're talking conservatives. And I think I've pretty much covered all of it right now, but we're taking your calls on all of them. You can comment on everything we've discussed thus far. 866-987-TOM. Let's go to the Z calls. And Bart's been holding quite some time. Thank you for your patience, Bart, listening at 9:30 a.m. in Bellingham, Washington. Hi, Bart. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you're doing a great job. I've never heard you before, and I'm glad I did. I'll look for you.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm on 9:30 a.m. in Bellingham, Washington, like on the weekends or late at night. I don't know, but those call letters, that number on the dial sounds familiar.
Awesome. Well, you're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I am a complete political geek. I used to be extremely religious. As a matter of fact, I received the priesthood when I was 33, and I'm an absolute constitutionalist. I'm also an ex-Tea Party member, so I have much to say.
First of all, can you tell me what attracted you to the Tea Party to become a member to begin with?
The idea of taking the corporate power, taking the power of our government away from the corporations.
However, you know, and you're a very intelligent man, I would imagine with your background, that two major corporatists, the Koch brothers, heavily fought the Tea Party.
Yes, remember, I am an ex-Tea Party member.
Yes.
They completely sold out. They sold out to the very corporations and things we were against. And I'll tell you something else. A lot of Tea Party members quit on that. And if a lot of the Tea Party members and a lot of the Occupy people would come together, because that's all a lot of these people want, is to end the corporate control.
I remember when the Tea Party first started, they had said, and they had the whole thing in Boston, you know, where I'm from, where the original historical Tea Party was, they had to kick it off. And they said that they were not anti-Obama, which did not turn out to be true. That they were not partisan, which also did not turn out to be true. So would you say that the people who saw this movement and could be beneficial to conservatives and Republicans jumped on board? And I say that because Republicans aren't libertarians, and I know that the Koch brothers claim to be libertarians. So help me with this. What happened to this party?
I was one of those people. I marched with the Tea Party. My membership was very short-lived because I seen the writing on the wall quickly that they were. They were completely selling out to the corporations. Now they've got seats in our Senate and in Congress, and those seats were bought and paid for by people like the Koch brothers. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely beyond ridiculous. So just to sum up what I want to say about that, because I want to get to religion, because religion is all-encompassing, but just to sum up what I want to say on that, what we need to do in the United States of America is return to it the way it was during the time of our founders. During the time of our founders, for a politician to take money from a corporation was treason. That was treason. It was not to be done. Not to mention the fact that corporations operated under very strict charters. They would issue charters. Corporations were not allowed to become so powerful because the founders were smart enough to realize anything allowed to become that powerful can become more powerful than the government. And that's what's happened today.
All right.
The best government money can buy.
All right. I'll let you get to religion because of your background, especially. And
now,
I can hear
out with the religion thing. And this is also a big part of the Tea Party thing, because religion is used to manipulate so many people. And frankly, I'm getting so tired of it. The fact of the matter is, whether you believe in God or not is completely separate from religion. I can debunk page after page after page after page of the Bible. Simply the speed of light alone is proof that the Bible is not real. And I think that any time anyone wants to legislate law based on an issue that they've brought out of the Bible, such as like homosexual marriage or whatever, I think they should be at that point forced to prove their God is real. If you can't prove it, then go home and worship your God, because we don't need it on Capitol Hill.
Well, I do think, interesting, Bart, thank you for the call and for the compliment. You're very kind. You know, I do think it's interesting that I do feel that religion gets in the way of God. And certainly we know that more people have been killed in the name of God, but I don't think it's, you know, the God that most of us, you know, find at some point that is causing that problem. But, you know, perhaps the religion or perversions of various religions as they first started to be, no matter what the religion, not just Islam. 866-987-TOM is the number. Let's go next to Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota, listening on KTNF. Hi, Lawrence. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know what? I want to talk about the racist element of the Tea Party. It's sort of like you can't really say they're racist. That's just conjecture, and that's just hearsay, until you can back it up with facts. And here are the facts. And I get into this argument all the time. All of what these Tea Party knuckleheads, they say that we're not racist. Oh, but you are. It's like saying the earth is still flat. No, I can prove to you that the earth is round, and I can prove to you that the Tea Party guys are racist. And this is how. Because they just celebrated, I think, their fifth or sixth year of being a Tea Party. Now, let's see. mathematics is Obama got in office about 6 years ago. So the Tea Party was inceptionalized or conceptualized shortly after Obama was in office. Now, whether Obama...
Right, exactly. And I'm glad you said that. That actually backs up my point. I think they always planned to be Republicans and anti-Obama, which completely is opposite from what they claimed to be at the onset.
Exactly. So whether they know or not, how could you know whether Obama is going to be a good president or a bad president? So any claims that they were in it for, they wanted limited government or taxes, it's got to be false, because you don't know whether Obama was a good president or bad within 3 months of his presidency.
Exactly. But you do know, looking at him, what color his skin is. You're proving my point. You may disagree with me, Lawrence, but you're proving my point. We're going to take a break. Thank you for your call there, listening on KTNF in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Don't go away. We will be back in just a moment, and I hope you'll join us and keep listening. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the program. The Tom Hartman program is brought to you in part by the following underwriters. Identity Guard. Count on us to help protect what makes you, you. WIX.com. Everyone deserves to have their own website. ITMTrading.com. America's source for rare coins and precious metals. BostonBeer.com. Boston Beer, maker of handcrafted beers. Geico.com. Providers of insurance. IdentityGuard.com, total protection. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze. And EcoWine.com, your source for organic wine since 1980. These underwriters support our show, so please help by supporting the people who make this program possible. You can learn more at TomHartman.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, how you doing, America and the world? I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Tom is out. We've been having great talk for the past couple of hours, and I hope if you've just joined us in this third that you'll be a part of it. So welcome. If you don't know me, I broadcast live from Los Angeles. Very excited we have Los Angeles joining us in this hour. It's nice to be heard in the city that I live in and broadcast from. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyway, Leslie Marshall here, sitting in for Tom on the Tom Hartman Program. Our number in this and every hour is 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. And let me bring you up to speed if you've just tuned into the show. Yeah, maybe you're watching me on Free Speech TV. Maybe you're listening on radio, online, wherever you are and however you're getting me, welcome. We were talking about in Kentucky how to get people to find Jesus. And I always say, find Jesus. They are giving guns away as raffle prizes. I kid you not. Think there'll be background checks? I don't think so. Probably not giving out new guns. So we talked about separation of church and state, talked about the Second Amendment, talked about hypocrisy here, talked about how they can remain nonprofit and be giving away guns, and is that the way to find Jesus, God, or anything else religiously? And how paranoid that we've become as a society, that we're so afraid and that we feel the need to carry a weapon no matter where we go, even to church. What's next? Arming my 5 and 6-year-old when they go to kindergarten? I fear, don't give the NRA any ideas or some of these gun groups. 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. That was hour one. We're still taking calls on that issue. Hour two, we were talking about the Tea Party. CPAC's going on right now. John Boehner's not talking. Sarah Palin headlining. Ted Cruz headlining. And I'm asking, because I'm kind of confused, what's happened to the Tea Party? They're celebrating what? You know, they're celebrating their fifth year, but they're not growing. They're not five times fold. They're not the most powerful thing I think the Tea Party is doing right now, America, is ruining the Republican Party. And as a liberal progressive Democrat, yes, I can get popcorn, sit back, put my feet up and watch. but that's going to hurt the process. And that hurts the Republican Party. And I love our political process. Hey, look, do I love the Electoral College? Do I think things could change? Do I think we need another party? Absolutely. We can talk about that. But I also want to talk to you about, if you can answer this, because I don't think anybody really can, what is the Tea Party's goal? What is the Tea Party's goal? And are they, what are they? Are they Republicans? Are they conservatives? Are they wackos? Are they libertarians? What are they? Because I feel that the Tea Party is fragmented within itself, and that fragmentation is making things worse in the Republican Party, further fragmenting the Republican Party. Further fragmenting the Republican Party. Taking calls on that as well still. 2-866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. But let me share with you one more topic, if you can take it. I was told that Tom's audience likes health and nutrition and food kind of stuff. So just hang with me. There's a report that came out today that the USDA is going to allow chickens from the United States to be shipped to China for processing and then back to the United States, just like seafood, for consumption. Do you know right now, in the city of Los Angeles, where I am sitting, 54% of the seafood that we eat is not what it says it is. Cod ain't cod. Pollock, flounder, whatever it is, it's not what it is. Sea bass, when you're ordering that seafood. Now, for some of you, you might say, and like I said, I'm getting to guns, and we're going to talk Jesus, guns, Tea Party, conservatives, Second Amendment, and chickens with China and health. Can you hang on to that? We are. Don't leave me. And this is why. I normally wouldn't have cared. I normally would not have cared where my meat came from, where my seafood came from, or labels, organic, grass-fed, all of, never cared. Live in California now, moved here just before 2000, and became more concerned. I have a 5- and 6-year-old, became more concerned. But let me tell you a very brief story, if I may, about why I became very concerned. And I'm telling you this because I want to warn you. One of the things we as Americans don't realize is that some regulation is so good for us. And that is that we have some of the most stringent regulations with regard to food. And that means, folks, you're not getting food poisoning or parasites or whatever every time you bite into a burger, a piece of fish, even when you're eating sushi and sashimi. A couple of years ago, I went on a trip to Mexico. I came back. And a couple of weeks later, I started to feel weird. I started to feel crawling all over my body. I went to see doctors at the Mayo Clinic, the Tropical Disease Hospital in London, UCLA, USC, New York. I went everywhere. My husband's a physician. And do you know what they all told me? I was crazy. But there was one little guy from India, bless his heart, in West Covina, California, who listened to me, who examined me, and who told me that I had something called nathostomiasis. If you Google it, you're going to see some pretty ugly pictures, I warn you. Technically, I had parasitic worms crawling inside my body, and they were eating my liver, and they were killing me. Nobody could figure out why my liver enzyme panels were up so high. Nobody could figure out why a not, you know, semi-young, not so old, healthy woman was so sick. This illness took me away from my children as a mother, threatened my health, almost took my life, my marriage, and my sanity. I suffered for a year and a half. Thank God the universe, that doctor and medication, those buggers are dead. And I am alive and I am well. How did I get them? Eating a piece of fish that was not what it was labeled to be. Grouper. Grouper is a saltwater fish. But they have freshwater fish in Mexico they call grouper. And if I had eaten that same piece of fish in the United States, I would not have been sick. But there are studies that show when they pull up fish and they go to chicken farms in China, that they find these pieces of fish and meat rampant with parasites, worms, and things like that. Do you want to put that in your body? Do you want to put that in your children's body? Let me tell you something. I never, ever thought of these things. You know, there's a TV show called The Monster Inside Me or Monsters Inside Me. Have you ever seen that? If you really want to get sick and you really like those gory, nasty things, that is for you. That was me. I could be, and I should be, to warn people, an episode on that show. I am terrified of food to a degree. I mean, not to the point that I need to see a shrink and be on medication. I take so long to go food shopping. I am very concerned what is in my food, where it comes from, because a piece of fish, my dear friend, almost killed me. Just one piece of fish. So I ask you this afternoon, I ask you, America, I ask you, do you want your meat being sent to a country that does not have the sanitary regulations and guidelines, that does not have the food regulations and guidelines? Do we want to lower the bar and send our food overseas and then have it come back and consume that in our bodies? You're carrying a baby. You're a woman. You're feeding it to your children. And, of course, you're eating it yourself. I say no way. Absolutely not. Keep it here. One of the regulations can be very good. And in this case, with food, absolutely. So when we come back, we'll talk Kentucky, Jesus, the Bible, guns, and gun control. We will talk about the Tea Party and how it's ruining the Republican Party, perhaps the political process.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we will talk about chicken being shipped to China. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom, 866-987-TOM. Hey, how you doing? I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's get to some of those free speech TV calls, and thank you for your patience in holding. Oh, Lord, Marlene, you should charge me for this, right? Marlene, watching on DirecTV, free speech TV, in Gary, Indiana. I used to live in Chicago, drive through Gary all the time. Hi, Marlene, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Leslie, how are you? I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. I want to talk about the Tea Party.
Okay.
You know, the people who came up with the Tea Party was Koch brothers. They bought out half the Senate. They brought out half the representative. They're not representing people anymore. It's just about the money. The love of money is the root of all evil, and that's what they're doing. They're buying our Congress. They're buying our House of Representatives. That's what they do. I read an article on the Koch brothers when they first, became known to the public, and they got this manifesto of what they want in the United States. Number one, what caught my attention more than anything, they wanted segregated schools again. They do not like black and white and Hispanic and Chinese and them going to school together. They want it separate.
One of the things the president said, that one of the catchphrases, if you remember, Marlene, that the president said that I really liked was that, you know, D is for drive and R is for reverse, and the Democrats want to drive forward and the Republicans want to, you know, go backwards. And we see that whether it's trying to repeal over 50 times legislation that's already been passed, by our legislators elected by the American people, whether it's trying to go backward with regard to Roe v. Wade in 1973 and laws that they constantly not only try to get to the Supreme Court to overturn that, but laws that they have state by state. And, I have never seen a time, it is 2014, where so many Americans are so backward thinking as I have in present day. And there's something wrong with that and something very sad about that.
Back up. I'm in a stupid state, Indiana. I'm in a stupid state.
No, I wouldn't say.
Governor is a Republican.
I wouldn't say it's a stupid state, but I would say some of your legislators and certainly your governor are doing some stupid things. I do follow that where my show is carried there as well. Marlene, anything
and
else?
As far as the job and the infrastructure bill, Obama put that in effect right after the Ledbetter deal. But John Boehner and the Republican Party refused to bring it to the floor.
Well, it's true. I mean, one of the things that I don't understand is why the Tea Party constituents, why the Republican Party constituents aren't demanding, you know, more demanding of their legislators, and they have the opportunity this November to throw those bums out, because if you remember, it was the right that said the Democrats are screwing up, they're not creating jobs, elect us, we'll go to Washington and create jobs. Where is a jobs bill? Where is any plan to create jobs, and where is the increase in jobs? Every time good numbers come out from the Labor Department with regard to lower unemployment and job increase, they complain if it's just in the private sector, they complain if it's in the public sector, and then they have more rationalization and excuses for why the numbers do well, and they constantly want to, you know, pitch the glass half empty rather than half full. Marlene, thank you for your patience in holding today, and thank you for joining us. I appreciate that. You know, we are coming back. Don't go away. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. If you're holding, I'm coming to you. We're talking about a lot of things, guns, Tea Party, and food, which regards our health and regulation. Should we ship our food overseas? I don't think so. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466 is the number. Hey there, I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Show. If you're holding, coming to your calls, you want to join us, 866-987-TOM. That's 866-987-8466. Here are the topics throughout the day we've been talking about. In Kentucky, they want to give away guns at a raffle because they feel that the men who need Jesus are going to come more so than if they gave away money or if they gave away toasters. Now, I would agree with that, but you could also give away lap dances, and those wouldn't be so dangerous. And by the way, whatever happened to separation of church and state? And I didn't know the church was a well-regulated militia. There have only been two churches and one Sikh temple that have been attacked with gunfire. Look at the schools. Should we arm our children? This is ridiculous, in my opinion. This goes too far, and you can bet there won't be background checks. Taking your calls on that. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. Also talking about the Tea Party, CPAC started today, goes through Saturday this week in the next few days. And, you know, quite frankly, all you see at CPAC is the Tea Party. Is the Tea Party trying to take over the Republican Party? And is the Republican Party letting them? And you might say, Leslie, I'm a liberal. I'm an independent. I'm a Democrat. I'm even a libertarian or a constitutionalist. I don't want to identify or label myself. Why the heck should I care about the Tea Party? You should, because in order for the Democrats to keep the Senate and in order for the Democrats to try and take control of the House, we need to know how our opposition is working and thinking and where their weak spots are. And I believe the weak spot for the Republican Party is the Tea Party. What do you say? 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. And one last topic on the table. Actually, also, did you know that in the American Spectator, a conservative columnist wrote that in the movie 12 Years a Slave, that he was offended and it was biased because it did not portray, hang on, happy slaves. I kid you not, I cannot make this stuff up. Did not portray happy slaves. And yet, how many people say we're pulling the race card when we talk about, well, that could be because the president's black, dot, dot, dot. Happy slaves? 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. And then lastly, a lot of people in various parts of the country, especially in California, where I live and broadcast from throughout this great country and world, are very, very concerned about where their food is from. And, you know, if they eat meat, you know, if beef, is it grass fed? You know, is it air chilled chicken? Is it organic? And, you know, what makes it organic? Is it really organic? You know, a lot of people are on a health kick. I think it is. We all want to be healthier. We want to feel better. We want to look better. We want to live longer. Well, I don't think we're going to live longer if we send our chicken to China to be processed there and then sent back here to be consumed. That's dangerous. It's honestly ridiculous. Like I said, I almost died from a piece of fish, for crying out loud. So I ask you this afternoon, do you think that regulations are great when it comes to the food that we're putting in our mouths, into our bellies, into our kids' mouths and stomachs? Or are you pretty lax and think, hey, if it can save a few bucks, send it to China? And by the way, when we're doing that, we're giving other people jobs. We're giving other people jobs in China yet again. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466 is the number. Let's get to those calls. A lot of people very patient and holding. And let's go to Chris, listening on WCPT, driving in the great state of Indiana. Hi, Chris. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Afternoon. Sorry, my show's on at night. My bad. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. As far as the chicken goes, you brought that up after I'd already called about the whole gun issue. Not a no, but a heck no. I don't think I want my chicken going to China and coming back, but yeah, we're trying to actually quit eating meat right now, and that would actually make us quit eating chicken, so as far as me and my wife goes. But as far as guns go, I mean, I can see it from both sides of the fence. I mean, when I see guns, sometimes I kind of get the, you know, the shivers, you know. On one hand, I mean, I know they have a purpose, but on another hand, I know they're, you know, they're tools of destruction. And so I understand that, but, you know, people need to realize that some people, you know, I mean, everybody has a right to self-defense. I mean, and in some places, I mean, like where I live.
You mean
live
in case the pastor gets really, you know, mad and throws his Bible at you from the pulpit? Come on, Chris. Why do you need to defend yourself going to church on Sunday?
Okay, well, as far as that goes, I think, I mean, you're absolutely right. That is, I think that's just retarded. You know, it was my best word.
Do you know what? Right now, I'm going to bet you there are some gangbanger serial killer types driving to Kentucky that are looking forward to this little shindig, and they're going to get themselves a gun and get on their knees and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please, please take me into your loving arms and forgive me. I repent. Oh, come on. Please.
You're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think it's an embarrassment both to Christianity and to you know, register gun owners. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more.
I can't think of two things. Seriously, you know, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Jesus would not be packing. I'm sorry. That guy was a pacifist. He was a liberal. He would have been a Democrat. People get angry at my saying that. But if you read what he believed and he stood for, quite frankly, Jesus would have been called a socialist if he were out there today and people didn't consider him to be holy or the son of God.
I think in a lot of ways, yeah, socialist. I don't know, maybe somewhat of a moderate, you know, but I sure as heck don't think he would be one of these hardline Republicans that take money from, you know, corporations and stuff like that. But I mean,
definitely not.
I mean, at the same time, I called a radio show host the other day, and she's one of those that hates gun owners. You know, she supposedly doesn't even want to go shoot them for fun or something, like, you know, say Tom does. But and yeah, you know, she embarrassed me by, you know, pretty much on air by pretty much shooting down my idea of, you know, self-defense. And I think that's just crazy, you know? I mean,
you have a right in this country via the Second Amendment. I hate guns. Personally, I do feel, and we can take this up another time, that the Second Amendment has been perverted because, you know, no offense, Chris, I don't know what well-regulated militia you are a part of. And I do think that we're paranoid as a society, that we're too violent as a society in America, and that people are afraid to die. Because why on earth would everybody be so afraid of constantly becoming under attack? Chris, thank you for the call, and sorry that you were cheating on us with that other show. That was your problem. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. 866-987. Tom is the number. 866-987-8466.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-987-THOM.
If you like what you hear, I'm Leslie Marshall. Check out my talk show Monday through Friday, weeknight 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream. Hey there, how you doing? I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Show. The number, 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. So, we're going to talk chicken, China, Jesus, Bible, Second Amendment, guns, the Tea Party, Republican Party, politics, it's up to you. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466. Let's go to the calls. We have a lot of them, and I certainly hope you'll be one of them if you're not already. And a lot of people patient and holding, like Sam, who's actually listening online in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Hi, Sam. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good job, Leslie. So far, you're really going at it there.
Well, thank you.
That church is not supposed to be doing that. You shouldn't. Me, myself, I'm a Christian, and I don't think guns or rattlesnakes belong in the church.
Okay. Hey, rattlesnakes, you know that preacher was just bit and killed by one. It's almost that to me is like when God has a sense of humor, you know?
Right. Well, anyways, they're messing with the first and the second commandments of the Ten Commandments, the fifth gun issue. I mean, that could be a false god, and it could be worshiping a false image, graven image, and you know, and then the Christians, you know, they get influenced by these wrong people, and G.W. Bush used the Christians to have that war, and, you know, our church split twice over this, every time he was elected. And the Bible teaches us not to make mistakes if we just listen to the part of the Bible we're supposed to listen to.
All right, Sam. I would say a lot of people, you know, and that's one of the reasons I'm a former Christian. The hypocrisy. You know, Christianity to me is sort of like a lot like the Tea Party, the Republican Party in a way. They don't know what they are or what they believe, and they pick and choose. 866-987-TOM, 866-987-8466 is the number. Let's go to Joe, listening on WCPT in Dumont, Indiana. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Oh, not bad. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
I don't think my chicken needs to be a world traveler before it comes to me. but that only goes so far. You can't control what the people behind the counter do. I have heard bad stories there.
Yep. I know that when I was a waitress in college, some of the women I worked with, I did not, would spit in people's food when they were rude to them.
Well, I've heard stories of, like, people that work there saying, oh, I'll drop something on the floor and I'll toss it right back in the fryer. But anyways, that was besides the point. You know, I don't believe the Tea Party started just because Obama is a black man.
Well, I never said that. I don't believe that. I don't think there's anybody out there who believes that.
Well, I think that last caller that was talking about it was saying, oh, it was fishy how the Tea Party started up because Obama was running or whatever.
Well, I do think is fishy is that if you really believe in something, a cause or a goal, then why do you have to lie about your identity? The Tea Party said it wouldn't be anti-Obama. It's very anti-Obama. The Tea Party said it wouldn't be partisan. If it's not partisan, then how come every Tea Party candidate except for one in the United States of America has run as a Republican?
I can't answer that. All I know is you can say the same thing about Obama. He talks all kinds of stuff about the going green, and, you know, he went out to California and talked about the droughts there. What's he do? He goes out to three private golf courses that are pretty lush and goes golfing there. That doesn't look very good.
Yeah, but every president golfs on private golf courses, and quite frankly, you have to remember. I mean, I'm sure that Joe, that you know, you're not a dumb guy, okay? The president of the United States doesn't pick and choose everywhere he goes. He has a schedule that's set forth, and one of the reasons they pick and choose where the presidents end up, in addition to the political agenda, what needs to be done for whatever president, left or right, is safety, an issue of safety.
Well, I understand that, but also you can look at, you know, how much carbon would have been saved if he would have just cut his vacations in half. Or
Joe. I mean, come on, Joe. Every president has and is entitled to vacations. It's a very stressful job. Do you have a vacation?
He's not entitled to it.
He's not. You don't want your commander in chief, the president of the United States, well rested or to have private time with his family because his job is not a 9-to-5, 40-hour-a-week job.
I'm not saying that. But I am saying he could cut it in half and save a lot of carbon.
Why should he cut it in half when George W. Bush didn't cut it in half? Why should Barack Obama cut it in half?
George W. Bush didn't go as far.
Didn't go as
Obama
far.
He's off in Hawaii, and why would he?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Barack Obama goes to Hawaii because that's, in a sense, even though Chicago was his, Illinois was his home state, that's his home. George Bush went to Texas because that's his home. I mean, they have a right to go spend time with their family, And that's where, you know, he grew up for many years of his life.
Okay, but why would you send Michelle, that I know there was one vacation where Michelle went to Cape Cod or whatever, and flew out.
Cape Cod?
He did.
I grew up in Massachusetts. Cape Cod? Give me a break. You could take a puddle jumper from D.C. to Cape Cod.
Whatever the thing was. I know she took a flight a couple hours before he did. Why couldn't she just wait with him for him?
You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. Are you serious? Do you really think there's a reason for it? Maybe he had a meeting? You know, maybe there are things that he does and meets with that we may not know about.
Okay, but she can just wait for him. She doesn't have to make a special trip.
Oh, this is not always a choice. I'm sure she'd rather be, with her husband. By the way, during his two terms, Bush took 879 vacation days. And John Adams, who was revered as one of our founding forefathers, isn't he? He took 8 months off in 1799. Maybe we should dig him up and give him a hard time about it. All right, I appreciate the call, but I got to tell you, I think you're beyond grasping at straws there, really. Thank you, Joe. Let's continue with the calls. A lot of them here to go to. And let's go next to Seth, who's joining us online from Roxville, Virginia. Hi, Seth. Good afternoon.
Oh, hey, how are you, Leslie?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to mention I got two things. One is I want you to elucidate your observations on the Tea Party being a rise of neo-fascism, and also that the chakra system, which is a Hindu word, is the underlying aspect of all religions. In other words, the chakra system, which is studied by Hindus and Buddhists and the Hopi and the Tibetans and the Jews who do Kabbalah, which is the nerve plexi and glands of the spine, are the underlying connection with God, which connects us all to, you know, it's open for us all to study. And I would suggest studying that with Qigong, which would be a good study that's easy for beginners to study, is a cross-section of our common spirituality. In other words, it's our deepest form of spirituality and is a binding factor for all spiritual practice. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. I'll try and address both, and I'm going to address the second first. I think I've mentioned before, my dad was a Jew, my mom was Catholic, then became a born-again Christian. I married somebody who's was raised Muslim, and we are both believers of God and don't have a religion. I used to be a Christian, and I have not been a Christian since 2004. That's a whole other show if I sit in for Tom another time, or you can, you know, join my show if I do it sometime. I don't know as much about chakra and all the stuff you're talking about, but I do know my husband's family's from India. From Hyderabad, India. And I've been to India four times. I've been very blessed to travel in my life. And India is a very fascinating country. The people are very, very kind and warm. And when I went to India, I went to the Elephanta Caves, which you can take a boat right outside of Mumbai, which was then Bombay when I was there. You go through the gateway of India, and you take the boat to the Elephanta Caves. And when I went into a cave, there was a religion that led to Hinduism. That was thousands of years before Christ, Judaism, any of this. And in the etchings on the wall, huge and still so preserved, there was a face and then sort of a side of a face, side of a face. And the woman who was our guide, I said to her, you know, what is that? I said, it's beautiful. What is that? And she said, oh, that's the Trinity. And at the time I was a Christian, I almost fell down. Because this was long, thousands and thousands of years before Christ. And I say that because I do feel that different religions and certainly things that stem from or into Hinduism have, definitely have converged upon one another. I mean, if you look at religions, so many religions have beads, right? Rosary beads, prayer beads, candles, lighting candles, fasting, giving something up. You know, these are all common elements. To your first point, you know, I don't go so far as to call the Tea Party, me personally, neo-Nazis or, you know, fascists necessarily. Are there people like that within that movement and organization? Absolutely, the, you know, fringe elements. as well as outside of that organization. There are some neo-Nazi message boards, which I've seen in the past, that have, I think, flooded a lot of the Tea Party sites with nutty racist comments. I'm not sure that that represents the entire, and I hope not, population of the Tea Party. Hope that answers your call. We're going to take a break. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Back to you here on the Tom Hartman program right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you like what you hear, I hope you'll check out my show Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream. Hi, this is Leslie Marshall sitting in for Tom Hartman. Let's get to some of those free speech TV calls. Oh, Lord, Charles, I should marry you for holding this long in Jamesville, North Carolina, watching us on free speech TV. Hello, sir. Thank you for your patience. And I know you're going to disagree with me, but that's okay. Thank you for your patience. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, you want to talk about Jesus and the guns. And I think those are two real good subjects, you know. They're giving away guns. I reckon, you know, they have to reach people who have guns, you know, not condemn them or put them down because they own a gun.
Well, I don't, you know, and you know what? I don't condemn or put people down that own a gun, but I do condemn religious organizations that are giving guns as a pathway to Christ and introduce people to Christ, because guns and Christ couldn't be more different. So that the hypocrisy bothers me. The other thing is that I think, and even a pro-gun Christian who called me earlier, a pro-gun former Christian who called me earlier in the program, he agreed with me that the majority of people, and specifically they were looking to reach men in this community, that the majority of those men are coming for the guns. They're not coming to, you know, be introduced to Christ and learn more about Christ. And the other problem that I have is there's no background check. I mean, we don't know who these people are, where they're coming from, or what they're getting the guns for. This is very dangerous, I believe.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying. And back to the guns and Jesus. I'm not a preacher, and I don't own a gun. But I do believe in, you know, the law of the land, which happens to be the Constitution.
Nobody's questioning the right to have a gun. My problem is the irresponsibility and the hypocrisy of a church giving guns away as raffle prizes. There won't be background checks. We don't know who's getting the guns. And I don't feel, I'm offended, if you will. If I were a Christian, I would be very offended that somebody wants to use a gun to introduce them to Jesus. Because if you read the teachings of Jesus, Jesus was a pacifist who would definitely not have condoned guns or any weapon.
I don't know about a pacifist, but I know Peter carried a sword.
Peter's not Jesus. Well, and if you read Jesus' teachings, I quote at the beginning of the show, the first hour out of these three, I read some quotes that are specific, you know, specifically allegedly what Jesus said in the Bible, what Jesus said. And it's very clear he was not in favor of weaponry at that time.
He does not say nothing about a background check. I mean, a lot of people make big deals.
Are you saying the Bible doesn't say anything about a background check? Of course not. It also doesn't say anything about abortion or gay marriage.
I'm talking about the Constitution and guns. I mean, the Constitution is what makes Americans Americans.
Right, but the Constitution also said that you have the right to bear arms for a well-regulated militia, and I do not believe that any church in Kentucky is a well-regulated militia.
It says the people have the right to bear arms.
Right.
People.
For a well-regulated militia.
Well, that's the people. And the government is...
Where is the militia? Where is the militia, and who is regulating that militia in the churches in Kentucky participating in this gun raffle come meet Jesus shindig? That's what you got to ask yourself. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Don't go away. Coming back to your calls in just a moment. Our number, 866-987-TOM. It's 866-987-8466. Sounds like Kentucky, doesn't it, a bit? little bluegrass. Is that bluegrass or is that rockabilly? I don't know. How do we define that? What genre is it, as they say here in L.A.? What genre of music? I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman program. Join us at 866-987-TOM. It's 866-987-8466. Let's go to the calls. We're talking about everything, and not that we're all over the place. We still have people that are holding from hour one, believe it or not. I should be giving them some kind of a raffle prize, very patient and holding. Just a lot of great issues, and I'm really glad you're participating. If you're not online on board yet, and I mean like on our screen yet to talk to me, then do so. 866-987-TOM. Let's get to those calls. A lot of people very patient. Up next is Susanna, who is watching the program on Dish TV, on Free Speech TV on the Dish Network in Seaside, Oregon. Hi, how are you? Good afternoon, Susanna.
Hi. Oh, hi. I wrote some things down. I need to go see. So this is about, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
So this is about the Tea Party. First of all, a comment then on gun control. That the one issue I think you didn't touch on is that the libertarian movement and the anti-big government movement is all funded by big banks and the 1% that want our money.
And well, I did talk about, there was a guy, I don't know if you were on hold then, Suzanne, I know that you've held a very long time, and I thank you for that. There was a gentleman who called who said that he used to be a part of the Tea Party, and that he left because the reason he joined is he thought that they were anti-big corporation. But then he saw that the Koch brothers, these corporatists who were very wealthy billionaires, were funding them and that they were partisan and they were anti-Obama. He was out. So I did touch upon the funding of the Tea Party and, you know, the Koch brothers and other corporatists. You know, rich folks like who were backing.
That money backing has really manipulated a lot of people.
Absolutely. That's what he said. They sold out and they took over.
So then this is on gun control. I totally agree with the registering of guns and stamping cartridges and striking pins. And I live in a country where I do have a gun in case a horse breaks a leg and needs to be put down. And in an area where you need a hunting license to hunt. And the one thing, though, that I feel, I did end up agreeing, though, with the IRA about the fact that I do feel after living with a violent man, how much violent media, movies do affect the psyche.
Are you talking about the NRA? I don't disagree with you there. I said earlier, and sorry for some of you who've heard it before, this is, it's not guns alone, in my opinion. It is, and I think the facts bear out, this is a multifaceted problem that we have. We have mental illness not being addressed, not being funded properly. We have too many guns out there. We have too much easy access to guns, and we have too much exposure to violence, and we have a problem as a society being violent. This is a multifaceted problem. It needs a multifaceted solution. Just taking away guns isn't going to do it, and we're never going to take away everyone's guns, despite the paranoia among some people out there who fear that their Second Amendment rights are being stripped away. That's not the case. Even if you had the strictest gun control measures, tons of people own guns. Look at states like Massachusetts and Connecticut. There are a number of people that have guns. The problem is our attitude to a lot of things. Our attitude, if you just take the violent aspect, as you said, and I'm sorry that you were in that situation. I hope you are certainly out of it. But the problem is that we resort to violence when we are angry. And why do we Americans as a society do that? The Canadians, and I'm talking statistically now. This is not like, oh, Leslie's just pulling this out on what she thinks. Statistically, the Canadians don't react in this manner. The British do not react in this manner. The French do not react in this manner. The hot-blooded Italians, my mother's Sicilian, don't react in this manner. The Japanese, the Netherlands, I use those as examples, you know, but Canada, by the way, number of households have guns. They just don't resort to using that and other weaponry to solve their problem. So we have a big problem, and until we admit we have a problem and come up with a multifaceted plan to address that and other problems, we're stuck.
Yes. I wanted to also comment, somebody called in about I think Prozac, antidepressives.
Ritalin. Somebody mentioned Ritalin and over-medication. Oh. I was saying she was talking about the over-medication of many in our society.
Yes.
And I do agree with that. We have too many people writing scripts and too many people that are popping pills that shouldn't be.
Because it is really sad, the kids that have been put on the antidepressives, I don't know if it's propaganda or it's true that a lot of the ones that freaked out and did mass killings actually were on antidepressants. I would be curious.
Well, I know that lithium has definitely been prevalent with that, and there lithium is one of those that brings you higher than high, then lower than low, and you're supposed to balance. But the lower the higher than high, you know, there's the euphoria, a feeling of euphoria. The lower than low, you get so depressed. And many people who do these mass killings want to commit suicide. They just don't want to do it alone, and they want to take as many people as they can with them. Susanna, thank you for your patience and holding, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. Let's go to Central Illinois with Keith listening on WCPT. Hi, how are you?
No, good. You?
Good.
I just want to say, you said you're not a gun lover yourself.
No, I'm not.
I won't have the opinion. But, I mean, you talked about...
Quickly, Keith, I have less than a minute.
Food, it gets shipped overseas and then shipped back, right?
Yep.
Well, when you talk about guns and talk down to guns is one of the things that a lot of people live on out in the country. So they don't have to go buy Chinese food or Japanese food and all that.
And I'm not trying to take away their guns. And I think when people use guns to hunt, even though I love animals and I'm against hunting, I do eat them. But if people are shooting animals to eat them, that's fine. But that's not the majority of cases. And I don't think anybody's eating people. Or maybe a few people are, but I don't think that's why most are getting guns. Anyway, thank you for joining me in these 3 hours. I'm Leslie Marshall, and here on the Tom Hartman Program, sitting in for Tom. It has been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed watching me. It's cool to be able to be on the radio and be seen as well. And if you want to check out my show, 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, LeslieMarshallShow.com/stream. Follow me on Twitter @LeslieMarshall and like my fan page, Facebook.com/TheLeslieMarshallShow. I hope you all have a wonderful and safe afternoon.
Hartman. For audio and video archives, go to TomHartman.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here. Thanks so much for watching and listening to the program. The Tom Hartman Program is brought to you in part by the following underwriters. Identity Guard. Count on us to help protect what makes you, you. WIX.com. Everyone deserves to have their own website. ITMTrading.com. America's source for rare coins and precious metals. BostonBeer.com. Boston Beer, maker of handcrafted beers. Geico.com. Providers of insurance. IdentityGuard.com, total protection. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze. And EcoWine.com, your source for organic wine since 1980. These underwriters support our show, so please help by supporting the people who make this program possible. You can learn more at TomHartman.com.